We're talking with John Seekwood, who is a core organizer with Rivers and Mountains Green Faith Circle and also Third Act Upstate. And those groups, along several dozen others, and I know Pause is one of them, is doing an event focusing on the need to stop banks from giving a lot of money to the fossil fuel industry. It's going to be on Friday, May 3rd, starting at noon. I believe the meeting at the SUNY Plaza in downtown Albany State on Broad Street. Now, I know this was done about a year ago and had I think a couple hundred people at the event. So, John, why are we doing this event again?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Actually, this is the third time that Rivers and Mountains has called a bank action in downtown Albany. And we keep coming back because they persist. They're persisting in their bad actions, so we're persisting and calling them out for it. Just in the years since the Paris Climate Agreement was signed in 2015, the three banks that we're going to oppose and direct our actions to this time, TD Bank, Bank of America, and Chase, have together invested over $887 billion in fossil fuel projects. That doesn't include the numbers from 2023. They haven't been compiled yet. Our friends at bankingonclimatechaos.org will have those numbers out in another couple of weeks. And so I invite your listeners to go there if they want to see the details of how these investments are being carried out worldwide. All three of these banks that we're directing our activity toward this time are amongst the top 12, the dirty dozen of banks in the world, some of the worst mega banks globally. Chase Bank, for example, is the very worst bank when it comes to investing in fossil fuels. And they've invested, what is it now? $434 billion between 2016 and 2022. They're the number one worst. And some of the projects that they have been involved in include things like the Mountain Valley Pipeline in the southeastern part of the United States, which has been opposed by all kinds of groups down there, fiercely opposed. They've pumped a lot of money into that and into the 73-mile South Gate extension of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. So they're a pretty bad actor there. They've also been involved with and a major contributor to the Carmichael Coal Project in Australia. That's an open-cut coal mine that has an annual production capacity of 60 million tons of coal. So that's the kind of projects that they're investing in at Chase. Bank of America, similarly, is investing in things that we don't want to see happen, including the Mountain Valley Pipeline again. And TD Bank has been involved in funding the Trans Mountain Pipeline in Canada, which is opposed by all kinds of indigenous groups violating their sovereignty there. And so these banks are just behaving badly, and they need to be called out for it.
Now, I was down in New York City last September for the big climate march and spent one day covering the blockade of Citibank. And in fact, I saw a couple of days ago that people got arrested again, blockading the entrance to Citibank. I guess their main headquarters is in New York City. So, given this ongoing protest by groups like Greenface and Third Act, Climate Chaos, and Stop the Money Pipeline. Are the banks listening? And how do they justify, investing in these industries, fossil fuels that are literally threatening the future of life on the planet?
I don't know how they justify it. I have a quote here from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who says, "Investing in new fossil fuel infrastructure is moral and economic madness." So it's not only immoral to do the things that they're doing, it also doesn't really make sense economically, except in the short term, which is the short-term profits that they care about. I mean, because these projects will eventually have to be stranded assets, because we just simply cannot have them proceed and work through the decades that their investments, seek to justify, because we just don't have a carbon budget for these projects to go forward. But you know, I know that after we had the action last year on 3/21/23, we heard from Third Act, the national organization. We're a working group within Third Act for Upstate New York. We heard from them that two of the banks asked for a meeting. Now, I don't know exactly what happened, but I consider that to be some kind of progress. I think generally the strategy here is, look, we're not going to get anything done with the current state of Congress. I mean, they're having a hard time just keeping the doors open. So nothing's going to happen there. So the strategy is to shut the money off, to prevent them from continuing to invest in these fossil fuel projects that are taking us, you know, down a hole. And we feel that they are vulnerable. They're using their depositors' funds, after all, to do these investments. So if enough people start to get wise to what's going on and decide to make some changes, their brand is at risk. And I think corporations, even big ones like these banks, care about their brand. So if they start to look like the bad guy, and if they have enough depositors saying, you know what, I can't work with you anymore, I'm taking my business elsewhere, they will slowly get the message. Slowly is an important word here because we don't have a lot of time, but we just got to keep at it. We have to persist because they persist.
Now, this action is taking place on Friday, May 3rd. I believe it's starting at noon at the downtown SUNY Plaza, which is at the bottom of State Street and Broadway. Can you walk us through what does the day's event look like? I hear you have the Red Brigade coming back up
Oh
again.
yeah, we have the Red Rebel Brigade, which is a wonderful group of like a street theater group that started in London, but we have some local people who are carrying that forward. We're going to have a bagpiper to lead the procession. We're going to have what we call an assembly of faith leaders. But Rivers and Mountains Green Faith is an interfaith organization, and so one of the arguments that we like to make is that this is immoral. I mean, you can make so many arguments against these projects and against what's happening with fossil fuels, you know, economic, physics, all kinds of things, chemistry, biology, it all points away from these projects. But there's also an ethical argument here. It's just simply wrong. It's wrong to do this. It's wrong to steal the future from coming generations. It's wrong to place impossible burdens on frontline communities. And you know what? In the couple of years since we started doing this back in 2022, it's no longer frontline communities anymore. It's no longer the future. It's here right now. It's affecting us all right now. Here in the Northeast, we experienced the Canadian wildfire smoke. That was a secondary effect. But imagine, you know, this is just the opening salvo of climate chaos and the extreme weather events that we're seeing every night on the news, it seems. It's just going to keep getting worse. We really can't afford to do this. It's really wrong to do this. It's unjust to do this. And that's the case we're making, and we just need to keep making it.
So you're going to go visit these three banks, or you're going to go
We are.
inside, and I assume you want people to join you. Should they bring signs, banners?
Yes, please bring signs and banners if you come. Support us in any way you can. We have almost 30 co-sponsoring organizations. Some of them are houses of worship. Some of them are like PAWS, like the group that you're involved with, Mark, and Extinction Rebellion, and on and on. The New York State Council of Churches is a co-sponsor. I mean, there's a broad swath of people who recognize that this has to stop. I don't think we're going to go into the banks this time. We did last time. We delivered letters. They've heard from us. We've delivered these letters in person. We've delivered them to the CEO and chairmen of the board of each one of these companies. We're just there to have our presence known and to let them know that we're not going to back down and that they have to stop. And so, you know, I think we'll be on the outside of the bank looking in.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with John Seegwood, Rivers and Mountains Green Faith Circle on Third Act, Upstate New York. It's Friday, May 3rd at noon, SUNY Plaza, State Street, and Broadway. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.